This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we dive into 1950s kitsch and celebrate a tiki Thanksgiving. First, the movies. Studios roll out their Oscar-worthy films this time of year. Slate.com's movie critic Dana Stevens cuts through the hype and tells us what's actually worth seeing. She begins with one that came out yesterday. It's an homage to Bob Dylan called I'm Not There. Multiple actors play Dylan. Let's listen to a clip.
Do you think it's the process itself that's a fool?
Who cares what I think? I'm not the president. I'm just a storyteller, man. That's all I am.
Well, I presume at the very least that you care something about what you sing every night.
How can I answer that if you got the nerve to ask me?
Okay, that's Cate Blanchett, actually, an Australian woman playing an American man, Bob Dylan. Dana Stevens of Slate.com, is this movie just too weird to make it to the Oscars?
As a best picture, as a best director, I'm afraid it may be too weird. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a really wonderful movie. But the director, Todd Haynes, is considered by Hollywood, at least, one of the more cerebral, arty directors and might not appeal to a lot of Academy voters. I do think, though, that clip reminded me of how sensational Cate Blanchett is as Bob Dylan. And I think she's a shoo-in for a best supporting actress nomination. It's not necessarily a movie to take the whole family to if you're spending the weekend at grandma's, not because of any objectionable content, but just because it's a pretty demanding and, like I say, kind of an intellectual, challenging and thrilling kind of movie because of this very inventive conceit of six different people, men, women, black, white, adults, children, playing one character based on Bob Dylan.
Okay, let's talk about another one that might be Oscar bait. This is Atonement, and based on the Ian McEwan novel about a wealthy family in England with an imaginative little girl who wrongly accuses a servant's son of a crime he didn't commit.
I know who it was.
You saw him then?
Yes, I saw him.
Just as you see me?
I know it was him.
You know it was him? Well, you saw him?
Yes, I did. I saw him.
With your own eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, this is prime Oscar bait. And it feels, when you're watching it, and this is not necessarily a compliment, like an Oscar movie. And there's something, to me, a little bit heavy-handed and a little bit self-serious about it. But it has some really beautiful passages and is pretty impressively put together and shot.
Let's talk about all the Iraq war movies. And in general, the war movies, the war on terror movies. There have been a lot of them out recently. One of them is Charlie Wilson's War. It's based on the real story of a charismatic Texas congressman and how he shaped U.S. policy toward Afghanistan in the 1980s.
I want the CIA in my office at 10.
What is U.S. strategy in Afghanistan?
Well, strictly speaking, we don't have one, but we're working hard on that.
Who's we?
Me and three other guys.
Dana, this has an incredible pedigree. You have Mike Nichols directing, Aaron Sorkin from The West Wing. He wrote it. Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Philip Seymour Hoffman starring. So it would seem like this would be a popular movie for filmgoers. But these kinds of movies, they haven't done so well lately, have they?
Well, this may be the first of the rash of, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, post-9/11 movies that actually stands a chance of doing some good box office because, well, I haven't seen it yet. I don't think any critics have seen it yet. They're keeping it under wraps till Christmas Day when it's released. But like you say, it has a fantastic cast and pedigree, and it actually looks like it might be entertaining and funny from the trailer and the clips that they've released. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think maybe some of the box office problems that all of these Iraq movies have been having, besides the fact that some of them are really bad, is that, you know, people are just, they're depressed by the news. Maybe they don't want to see even more of it when they go to the movies.
What about you? Did you like any of them?
Well, I thought In the Valley of Ella had some stupendous things in it, including Tommy Lee Jones' performance, which is certainly going to be heard about, I think, at Oscar nomination time. There's some other ones in there that I wouldn't recommend. Rendition, Lions for Lambs, sort of the message movies, you know, that have been coming out recently about Iraq, and Brian De Palma's Redacted, which I hated, but that's another whole story.
Okay. Well, let's go to a movie that has nothing to do with this war, Beowulf. And this is... this is sort of an animated movie.
Oh, yeah. There's an interesting debate shaping up around this one. You know, Beowulf is using an animation or some animation-like technique that's called performance capture that Robert Zemeckis developed years ago with Polar Express. And if you've seen any clips from Beowulf or Polar Express, you know that it sort of looks like an animated rendering of a realistic human body. So Beowulf is being placed in the nominations category for animated films. And there's actually been a little bit of an uproar about that in the animated movie world. Apparently, John Lasseter, who's the head of Pixar Studios, complained that Beowulf was being made eligible in this category. And obviously, he had a very notable movie, animated movie this year, Ratatouille, which many critics, including me, thought was one of the best movies of the year, period. So I think he was starting to pose the question, how are these new animation technologies going to affect the field of animation, and should they be placed in the same category as traditional cell animation and CGI movies?
Slate.com's Dana Stevens. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.